The John Cole Show.
PPI and Celtic Media Awards Radio Magazine Show of the Year.
These are the crops this year, so I've made them up, John. I'll just fire them on here. They're beef, pork, but it's really finely chopped onion. If you could grate onion, it's fine. Garlic, I've got coriander, cumin, used cumin seed, and then lots of chopped parsley, and then a grated potato. And the thing about the potato, if you grate it, I didn't bother peeling it, you know, waste, doesn't it? These are queens. Scrubbed the potato till it was really clean, and then grated it, and then press it through a sieve until it's really dry, and then pat it dry, because what you don't want is water in the whole thing. If you just grate a potato and it's a lot of water come out of it and make it soggy, and also they go brown. You don't want that, or black rather. So just cook them down quite gently. I just going to let those. If you do them in the barbecue, I thought we might have a barbecue today. I thought I heard rain out there. I'm hoping is it raining, Michael? Or is it
due to?
I thought I heard about. But if you do it, you can do it inside, or but really nice in the barbecue, because the spuds take up that lovely smokiness, John. So I'm going to let those cook very gently, and then just to go with it. Now, ideal way is to have that with maybe a wee bit of flatbread, and then some yogurt. But the yogurt that I'm doing is what I did was just. Some, this is just a bit of paprika, and I'm using smoked paprika,
paprika,
some turmeric,
oil.
And then a wee bit of garam masala, and just cook it in oil to release the, just to release all the lovely oils and the spices.
So you put the paprika oil in with the yogurt.
That's it. Just, and all I did was really cook that.
And it looks pure dark, it looks so orangey, red.
Just cook it until you sort of smell the, just smell the spices coming out. And then we'll just, and just mix that up, John. Can add a bit of salt, but the,
the
crusts are quite well. Yogurt. Quite like it, yeah. And then I like hummus or chickpeas, you know, when you have them with the flatbread. But I thought I'll take for the weather, we'll use make a hot sort of hummus.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was really gently cooked an onion and some garlic and quite a good bit of oil, a good tablespoonful of oil. And then until they're lovely and golden, so take your time and do it and get all those flavours up. And then a tablespoonful of sesame seeds. So the big hummus is tahini, and which is a sesame seed paste, and chickpea. Just put the sesame seeds in because they're easier to get. And then cook them until they went golden. And then a tin of drained chickpeas, some lemon juice, a bit of water, and then more oil. And just blend it up, and you get this really nice.
It looks like semolina.
The whole thing actually, if anybody's gluten free, the koftas are gluten free, the chickpea purees.
Gorgeous. And very lemony.
So
I would never think of cooking hummus. You just whiz the thing with the garlic and then
you don't have to. I just like it hot with the hot koftas. So if you just, I actually brought crockery today, John. I don't know why.
Wow.
I thought I'd bring it.
After last week.
Must be the Olympics.
After last week.
After you blowtorched the polystyrene dish.
Yeah.
I hope nobody's listening from the health and safety unit of the BBC, but we all survived.
We'll give you a couple of koftas there. Just put those, so spread the chickpea puree in with that. And then a nice bit of dollop or two.
We've got crockery, but we still have plastic fork.
Plastic fork, yeah. I'm using parsley because you could use coriander in this. I quite like the fact that you're just letting the meat sort of. The coriander is quite overwhelming. Just a bit of that there.
I'd take that back to the desk.
A couple of wee things, just a couple of wee seeds there.
Get your hands off that, Michael McNamee.
Something else here, hold on. This is sumac, which is just a nice.
S-U-M-A-C?
Yeah.
I've seen this. What is it?
It's just like a real citrusy spice. And put that on too. And do whatever you like, John. I did it the other night, and the photograph on the website's got pomegranate seeds on it.
Wow.
So just, pomegranate that gives it a nice crunch and a bit of a zing. But
excuse me eating this in front of our guests, but it's just it's research more than anything else.
I know it is, John.
Mm.
Very good.
That is absolutely delicious. Do you know what it is? It's really light as well.
Well, this is probably very healthy, because the chickpeas, I think if you can, I read somewhere, if you can incorporate chickpeas into your diet every day, fantastic for you. And that's just got a nice bit of oil, you use olive oil, lemon juice, water, actually, to make the puree. So even though it's got that nice creamy consistency, and John, that there, just that chickpea puree is just lovely on some flatbread and a bit of feta.
Dead spicy, but not hot spicy.
No, no.
Just loads
warm,
of different warm flavours.
Just those nice warm spices that open up. You could put chilli into this if you want to, but I just want to keep it that it's, you know, if you get good, you get nice mints from your butcher. Other thing too, another tip for this, don't use lean mints. It's too dry.
You need
so
the
get, go to the butcher and get the proper.
Yeah. Well, it's gorgeous. Another
Thank
triumph. Thank you very much indeed.